States like South Dakota are being closely watched as the U.S. Supreme Court takes up abortion cases elsewhere in the country. Because of so-called trigger laws, some are warning about the potential fallout. This week, justices heard arguments about new abortion restrictions in Texas and will soon look at a Mississippi case viewed as a direct threat to Roe v. Wade. South Dakota is one of 11 states where abortions would be banned if the landmark federal law was overturned. Kim Florin is with the Justice Empowerment Network, which helps people in the state access abortion care. She says full restrictions would have a devastating effect.
Abortion saves lives, and when people don't have access to it, then their quality of life suffers.
She points to circumstances when a pregnancy can threaten the mother's life. Florin also worries that miscarriages will come under heavy scrutiny if bans are allowed. Governor Kristi Noem says she wants to ensure South Dakota remains a strong anti-abortion state. She signed a recent order restricting abortion medication and has said she hopes for tighter laws in the future. The Guttmacher Institute says South Dakota has only two facilities that provide abortions. Florin says being in a state with a largely hostile view toward the procedure makes it harder for people to talk about critical moments in their reproductive health.
If you drive through the state, there is an anti-abortion billboard in every single small town that you drive in.
Several states surrounding South Dakota also have trigger laws, and Florin says especially those living on the margins would have to go to great lengths to end a pregnancy. Anti-abortion advocates say religious beliefs play a role in their decision, but Florin argues people can encounter a variety of unexpected situations, and in some pregnancies, she says emergencies make abortion a necessary option. I'm Mike Mohan reporting. Find our Ray Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.